This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Over the past couple of decades or so, men and women and boys and girls have found entertainment and money in pretending to be the owners of imaginary professional sports teams on the internet. There are more than 30 million people in this country, just for instance, playing fantasy football alone. One of those people is Nate Jackson. And when he played for the Denver Broncos a decade or so ago, he was somebody's fantasy player. Today, he's just like us, playing fantasy football himself and writing about it. His newest book is called Fantasy Man. Nate, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I will tell you, I am now in a fantasy league at my house because my 17-year-old son was like, Dad, we're doing this. We got it. And he turned it into a thing, man. I mean, we got him and his girlfriend and all the whole family. And we sat around and I'm like, dude, I don't even know what I'm doing. And he's like, no, Dad, look at the numbers. Right. That. And it's huge now. I mean, it's enormous.
It's a big moneymaker for the NFL, for ESPN. They attract a lot of new eyeballs. They get people involved that might not otherwise. And so in that way, I think it's good. But it is changing the way that people view the game.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell me more about that.
Well, the loyalty to a particular team is kind of gone. What you're loyal to now is your own fantasy team, and you would rather have your own fantasy team win than the team that you grew up supporting.
I happen to agree with you, but it makes you and me sound like the old guy going, hey, you kids, get off my lawn, because this is clearly the way of the future, right? This is how people are doing sports, not just football, but baseball and basketball and all that.
Yeah, possibly from a fan's perspective, but from the ground level when you're on a sports team and you're trying to win, you know, the kind of some of the old adages in football is it's not about you, it's about the guy next to you.
Right.
It's about your team. And what fantasy football does is it just kind of blows that to smithereens and says it's not about the team, it's about you, your face, your name, your stats.
Since we're on football as a sport and a business, as an enterprise, I wonder if sometimes you think, as you read about the concussions and about the injuries and about all the things that are happening in the NFL today, if maybe you played just long enough and you got out just in time to preserve some semblance of your brain, obviously, and also your body. I mean,
yeah, I definitely had my share of injuries over the years. I do think I left the game with my mind intact, relatively. Mm-hmm. I feel pretty good. I think a lot of the problems that players run into when they're done is not knowing what to do with themselves. They've been conditioned since little kids to be football players. Mm-hmm. All the doors that have opened up for them have been football doors and adults opening those doors. But back when I played, we didn't know about this concussion stuff. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in the lexicon. Our trainers didn't discuss it.
It wasn't even that long ago. It was 2008 you left, right?
I mean, yeah, and we never had a word from our trainers about head injuries, about concussions. It was one of those things where you just don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because in high school, I learned what it feels like to get my bell rung. Yep. That's what they would call you. Yep. And really, that's probably like a mild brain injury right there. Yeah. But we didn't know that. We just thought that was part of football, being tough. And that's kind of the difficult part in diagnosing concussions, is getting guys to admit that they're symptomatic, which in football it's taboo to admit that you're feeling anything.
I wonder if in football, more possibly than in other major league sports, because it is so physical and in the long run debilitating, I wonder if the players, because certainly they would never say it, most of them would never say it, those who are playing now, but you guys are really just pawns, right? And it's a $9 billion a year enterprise, the NFL, or more now.
More, yeah.
And you guys get shuttled in and out as fodder.
Yeah, there's no loyalty. The team doesn't have a lot of loyalty to players individually. They get shuffled around the league. They're faceless behemoths wearing face masks.
Right.
And, you know, when they get hurt, they drag them off the field and put someone else on there, and you never really see the trail of blood.
When you watch, do you watch as if you're in a fantasy league now? I'm sure.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right. So
three.
Three. Yeah. When you watch, do you watch as a fantasy guy, thinking, you know, hey, the running back's doing really well?
But, a little bit. Yeah. Sadly, I mean, it's seeped into my blood. I want to watch these individuals do well so I can beat my buddy, so I can make fun of him. You know, otherwise he's coming at me.
Right.
But to me, these days, the product is becoming a little bit sterilized because these coaches are shuffled from team to team to team to team. They all watch film of each other. They're stealing each other's plays. The players are shuffled from team to team. They have the same athletic trainers. And so it feels very watered down to me. It's very predictable. I wish a coach would be creative a little more. Try something that has never been tried
before.
Yeah,
but the stakes are so high, right?
They are.
There's gazillions of dollars on the line. There's winning, you know?
And if you do something that the industry doesn't approve of,
forget it.
They let you know about it that next morning. There's so much media surrounding the game that they keep guys in the box for sure.
Nate Jackson used to play with the Denver Broncos. His most recent book is called Fantasy Man. Nate, thanks a lot.
Thank you.